Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Before I get started, I want to do a shout-out. I want to do a happy birthday to my brother, Phil. He has called in every once in a while on the show. And to my son, my oldest son, Alden. It is their birthday today, and I want to wish them a very happy birthday. And prayers go out to my brother Tommy, who had a hip replacement yesterday. I told him, you're just getting old. What's going on here? So anyway, I want to make a shout out to all of them and let them know how much I love them. I read an article this, actually, I gave you the headline yesterday, if you'll remember. And today's show, I am going to have a guest, but I want to lead in with this. Betrayal. Jeb Bush warns the American people that Donald Trump will betray all his campaign promises once elected. He says there's not going to be a wall, and many of the other things are not going to happen. Well, I don't know about you, but we've been betrayed for decades and longer by politicians in both parties. Look around at our nation. Racial divide seems to be growing. Violence, not talk. Prejudice exists, and I cannot even imagine how many of our black Americans have experienced such things. But I know that the calling for death against another race or occupation is not the answer. We need to talk. Class war, which I believe has a lot to do with the racial prejudices as well. But don't, if the career politicians have their way, don't worry. We'll all be brought down to the poverty levels dependent on government. No justice equality. Hillary, basically they declared that she's guilty, but they're not going to press any charges. Now she put this nation in jeopardy. And I have a strange feeling that it's still there because of her. And I don't believe it was a mistake. I believe she did everything she did with intent. The Clintons lie at every turn, yet America ignores and accepts this for some reason. Abortion is said to be a choice. The baby isn't a person or a life. And again, the poor are targeted, and particularly our black brothers and sisters. And the career politicians invest and get richer. The Democrat Party has gone so far from constitutionality, they don't believe in liberty and justice for all. Second Amendment denied, First Amendment denied. Socialism. Social ideas take the place of freedom. And our republic. So to Jeb Bush, I say, we be kind of used to it. We be kind of used to getting betrayed. But the American people are done trusting career politicians with our liberty. All races, we're tired of it. We the people have lost our patience with the usurpations of this out-of-control government and political arena with career politicians. John Webb, not a politician, but a statesman running for office to replace a career politician position here in the state of Missouri. He's been on the show several times, and I welcome him back today. John, how are you today?
Doing great, Beth.
Are you traveling, my friend?
I am. I'm in Columbia right now.
Oh wow, you're just a stone's throw away. Well, maybe a little bit more than that.
You got a really good arm.
Yeah, I don't have a really good arm. You can ask anybody. You feel betrayed, don't you? Don't you feel betrayed by these politicians?
Yes, I do. They're not doing what they promised the American people, I don't believe.
I don't think any of them do. Jeb Bush is...
For one thing, they took an oath of office to uphold and defend the Constitution. And I don't think we're anywhere close to it.
Oh, I agree. I agree 100%. I don't believe we are either. And I don't believe they have any intentions of it. In fact, we'll see what happens with the GOP convention next week. But I have in my hand what's going to happen in the Democrat Party platform. And you know what they're after. One thing for sure are your guns. And they're giving it all kinds of lies and excuses. And they give all kinds of false statistics in order to do this. And I have said many times, now this is a betrayal, because a lie is a betrayal, and that's all they've done to us is lie. Do you agree with that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we're having a little bit of a delay here. You're running for office, and I believe we've talked about this before. You had no intentions of running for office, but you feel led by the Lord to do this. And I know that... you understand that we are being betrayed. Our freedoms and liberties have been taken away. We can pretend we have a few left, but the truth is we can still talk within some realm, but we seem to have little control, or things like what just happened with the FBI and Hillary Clinton would not be happening. And I believe the people are in an uproar over that. They say 56% of the people are upset and don't agree with what the FBI decided. That's a pretty big percentage. Are you there, John?
I would say so.
Yeah. What's on your mind today, John? What is it you'd like to say to the listeners?
You know, you talked about that gun control issue that the Democrats are going to be pushing. And, you know, Great Britain, I was looking at the Internet, and I saw, save a life, surrender your knife. The UK is having big problems with knife attacks now that they've banned guns. You know, my recollection of the Bible, you know, even before knives, we had a problem with rocks.
Stone.
Where does it start? It's not a matter
slingshot.
Of a weapon. It's a matter of the heart.
Absolutely. Well, what it says in this article that I have, and it's saying exactly what's going to be in their platform, and they tell the American people, the Democrat Party is telling the American people, reporting that 33,000 is the figure that have lost their lives because of guns. 33,000 Americans die every year, it says, because of guns. But this is not all homicide. They're including suicides in that. And so it's about 66% of an inflation on it. There's only 10 to 11,000 people who annually are killed by guns. So the Democrats, they want to stack the deck, and they want to take your guns. They have it on their mind that they want to take your guns. And I'm going to tell you right now, John, as you know, it is not for your safety or my safety, and it never has been. Are you there?
Yep, I'm listening. we've got a problem. They don't tell you how many people are killed by bludgeoning. This last time I saw the statistics, it seemed like it was almost 10 to 1 were killed by bludgeoning rather than by gun.
Oh, being hit by, yes. Well, they're not talking about that.
You know, hammers, bats, things like that.
The platform says, we will expand background checks and close dangerous loopholes in our current laws. Hold irresponsible dealers and manufacturers accountable. Keep weapons of war, such as assault weapons, off our streets, and ensure guns do not fall into the hands of terrorists, domestic abusers. And we will be right back.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65518.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSC Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have John Webb with me today, and we're talking about betrayal and what is going on here in the United States of America and how uneasy the American people are. Now, I ran into that break pretty quick, so let me repeat this with you, John. The gun control is introduced on page 25 of the party platform draft, and this is the Democrat Party. And this is what it says. We will expand background checks and close dangerous loopholes in our current laws, hold irresponsible dealers and manufacturers accountable, keep weapons of war, such as assault weapons, off our streets, and ensure guns do not fall into the hands of terrorists, domestic abusers, other violent criminals, and those with severe mental issues, health issues. But the NRA, ILA, observes, and they say, notice that the plank does not mention the Second Amendment or recognize the fact that it protects an individual to keep the right to keep and bear arms. I have not in a long, long time. You don't hear too many politicians, a few that on the Republican side that want to stand on a conservative platform. They don't always do what they say. Roy Blunt's one of those. But the Democrat Party no longer stands for liberty. They no longer stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They hate the First Amendment. They hate the Second Amendment. And I think it's getting more blatant and more obvious each and every single day, and especially every single election. What do you think, John?
You know, I think that we need to have some legislation. I looked on Breitbart because I looked up Blunt Optic, and it's five times the rate of pistols. So we need to put some regulations out there to hardware stores, you know, so that we do a background check before we sell a hammer or a baseball bat to, yeah, you know, they might be somebody that needs mental health or something.
Well, you know, they now that we had 9/11, you can't get on, you can't board a plane with even a little what do they call those? A fingernail file. Those little emergency kits to fix your glasses. They will take those away. You don't get any of this stuff back. It's not like they have a lost and found in the back of the plane and you're going to get it back when you get off. You don't ever get that stuff back. So you can't even carry that in your purse. And most people, they forget they even got that there. And so the box cutters and fingernail files, knitting needles, all those things. Well, you know, everything is a weapon. I was talking to somebody last Friday that we were talking about Crime Watch here in Moniteau County in Missouri, and I went to the meeting last night. I held up my word, and I joined them, and I actually joined and became part of the Crime Watch here in Moniteau County. But I took a class that was led by a highway patrolman when I was a secretary. I was a secretary for a church, and we went to secretarial's conference once a year. And this class was because secretaries in churches a lot of times are alone in the buildings, and that you have transients to come through. You have your doors open, and you have transients because, you know, your members might come in and want something or need something. And so they're alone a lot of times, and this patrolman, he tells all of us ladies, everything on your desk is a weapon. Your shoe is a weapon. Your pencil is a weapon. Everything you have can be used as a weapon. So we'd have to outlaw an awful lot of stuff, John, wouldn't we?
Exactly. Well, and that's what I was telling you. The other thing I was telling you, in Great Britain, they have a Surrender Your Knife, Save a Life campaign going on. They, you know, because so many people are being killed by knifing since they banned guns.
Well, and of course we know that we've had a lot of beheadings going on with knives, and so I can kind of see the nervousness over that a little bit, and that is meant to it is meant to intimidate, and it's very intimidating. You know, it's an intimidating thing to see or to think about. Being shot, you usually think you're dead right then. You know, that's not the way it always happens. But to have someone knife you or do something else that's a little more, it's more intimidating. It's a little less strangulation, or what are they going to do with wave people's hands if they strangle other people? I mean, you know, it's like you said early in the show, it's an issue of the heart. And America has lost its heart. We have lost who we are, and we have no direction. The leadership, and I'm talking about the Democrats and the Republicans, is nothing these days. They are not leading this nation. They are D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. And we have to get that changed. You are one that's stepping up and changing that, or trying to, as you run for office. And I want you to share that with my listeners a little bit, because I know that it's not just Missouri. I've had a couple of you here in Missouri that have been on the air, but I know that that's taking place across this great nation and other states as well. People who never thought they'd get into politics. You should be retired and enjoying things, but you're not yet. You're not going to enjoy a whole lot if you get into this, but we're going to be thankful to have you there, and I appreciate that, John. Well, so I wanted you to just talk about that a little bit to the listeners.
Yeah, the Constitution was written because of the problems that we had under a tyrannical kingdom government. You know, the British tried to take the weapons, then they tried to take the ammunition. You know, they banned speech, they banned letters, they banned newspapers. All of these things were addressed in the Declaration of Independence and in the Constitution to protect us, to make sure that we don't rise to another tyrannical government. You know, I don't know how many people out there remember when Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, a couple of years ago, something was done about some words that somebody spoke, and they pushed this comment, this line out there. We've got to do something about speech. We need to suspend this free speech because, you know, it's too dangerous. It's too dangerous. But Hillary said it. Barack said it. A whole Nancy Pelosi said it. Harry Reid said it. And they were testing the water to see if they could get enough people to start saying, oh, yes, we need to set aside this free speech stuff. It's too dangerous.
And who is it
Where
dangerous
draw the line?
To? Who is it dangerous to?
It's dangerous. Free speech is dangerous to tyrannical government.
Exactly.
Tyranny.
And so are guns. So are guns in the hands of the citizens.
That's right. And that's why they need to ban this. If you remember correctly, you know, during World War II, they said that the Japanese said, we'll never, never, never attack the mainland because there'll be a gun behind every blade of grass. It's the thing that has protected this country, kept us sovereign, kept people off of our continent.
And now they're here. And not only are they here, they're trying to invite more of them. We see more crime coming because of the Sharia law. And if we let more of these refugees in, some of them are innocent. I'm certain that some of the refugees really need help, but they are infiltrated, and we cannot be sure which ones are which. And they are infiltrated with ISIS, with the hate that is going after the American people, the American West. And we see our own leadership going after Christianity. And I had a report yesterday coming out of Iowa where they're going to try and restrict what is being said in the pulpits.
That is unacceptable. It is
totally
unacceptable. I think that we need to suspend immigration for a period.
I do too. Let's not be racist about it. All immigration.
Absolutely, because it's too dangerous right now. Let's suspend immigration. Let's go ahead and secure our borders. Lock things down so that we have a handle on what's coming here, what we've already got here, and give us the opportunity to put 90 million Americans who are out of work into the jobs that are available.
We need to figure out
some immigrant.
We need to figure out what's going on and get a handle on it. Our politicians don't want to get a handle on it, and we are getting it ready to go into a break, John. But I'm going to go back to the Clintons and the emails. Those emails, as bad as Benghazi was, the death of those men. It isn't about that. It's about something much worse. It's about a betrayal against the United States of America, and it runs deep and wide and high. And that's why she's getting away with it. And they were concerned about her getting blackmailed by other countries. I believe she's the one doing the blackmailing. And we're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. I'm visiting today with John Webb. 877-895-5410. And John and Beth Ann will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet, as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, the history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csctalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with John Webb. The lines are open at 877-895-5410. John is running for the 4th District in the state of Missouri as a representative, and he will be filling. We're going to assume you're going to win. He will be filling an incumbent position that it's, in many people's opinion, time for that person to take a rest. We have some breaking news, and I'm just going to read it. It just came across. I don't have a date on it. It just has that there's breaking news that there has been a police ambush again, this at time in Washington, D.C. The police in D.C. have arrested 5 people for shooting at officers early Tuesday in the southeast section of the city. Officers in marked police cruisers were responding to gunshot reports just after midnight near Martin Luther King Elementary School when they were shot at by people inside an SUV. And this is coming from Fox News. And the police returned fire at the people inside the SUV, who then barricaded themselves inside the vehicle. Officers ordered them to come out of the vehicle, and they refused. After about 30 minutes, three women and two men exited the SUV and surrendered to the police. None of the suspects have been identified just yet. It looks like it was something that was a setup. I'm not sure about that. There'll be lots more coming in about it, I'm sure. There's more there to read, but I don't want to read it all to you. So I'm sure if you turn on your tellies, don't do that while you're on listening to me, though, you can see what's going on. It is time for America to get on their knees and pray. This has got to stop. This hate for one another, this constant fighting back and forth, it has got to stop. We have John with us, and John, when those things come in, it's just hard to fathom that kind of hate. You know, I have people I don't particularly like. I don't want to hang out with them, but I don't hate them. I don't have anybody that I really, really hate. Do you feel that way?
I absolutely agree with you, Beth. No, I do not hate like that, and I don't understand it. But I do understand that that there are people that do, and it's a great concern. Police officers being shot, of course, is very, very, very close to me. I spent 12 years on the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department. So, it's a serious.
It is serious. And, I have family that are in the police force. I have friends that are of color, that are black, and they tell me that they do, they get looks. People don't trust them just because of their color, and I have a problem with that. I have a problem with other people feeling that way, and we don't know people's story, so we don't know what brings them to that, but they have lived with this all their life, and I think, those are things we need to stop and think about and understand. Well, let's go to the call. Let's go to the phones. We have Clark from Montana. Clark, how are you today?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. What's on your mind today, sir?
Well, I listen to right-wing radio just to keep up with what everything's being lied about. No offense, Beth Ann, but you folks would go off the air, a lot of the problems in America would disappear.
You think?
They're constantly. You're always pushing.
What am I pushing, Clark, that
you
don't
like? The right-wingers to hate the left-wingers, and the left-wingers to hate the right-wingers.
No, that's not true. Now, you don't listen very often if you think that's the truth. What is it that just to give me one example, what is it that I push that you do not like?
Right,
Second Amendment? Do you not like the Second Amendment? Because I stand for that. Do you not like the Second Amendment?
I think the Second Amendment is just fine, and it's perfectly safe. It's part of our U.S. Constitution.
Yet the Democrat Party wants to do away with it. The Democrat Party and progressives want to do away with it.
Yes, why, though, Beth Ann? Because the Republican Party refuses. They refuse to cut loose any money to help the situation. Our biggest problem in America is our mental health issue. Democrats keep trying to fix it, and the Republicans...
I don't see how money's going to help.
I'm not spending any of my money for those people.
Okay. I don't understand how money's going to help that. Something else. What else do I talk about that isn't true, that you don't like? Is it abortion or the choice of life? Is that something that you don't like?
Well, yeah, I think it's everybody's own business. I'm not going to go to my neighbor next door and cuss them out because they're thinking about an abortion.
Well, I don't cuss anybody out. I see them as victims. I see the babies as victims, and I see the women as being victims. I don't think it's helping anyone. I think it's hurting this nation.
It's nobody's business but the mother and the guy she worships, and it's just none of my business at all.
Well, if a child in your neighborhood next door to you or out in your front yard was being murdered, would it be your business?
Yes, it would.
Okay, but the unborn is not your business.
No, because I don't know the circumstances, and neither do you folks. There might be that it was a rape. It might be that the baby will not have a normal life.
Or it might be just that it's inconvenient.
Want everybody to have their babies.
It might be just that it's inconvenient. And it might be just that it's a lie. It might be just that it's trying to get rid of one race over another. It might be that it wants to get rid of imperfect people. There's a lot of things to be taken into consideration there, but you are wrong when you say that I try to put people against each other, because I am trying to bring people together.
No, ma'am, you're not. None of you right-wingers are.
Well, I don't see the left-wingers doing it either. I'm going to let you go. Thank you, Clark, for your call.
Right.
We have Mike from West Virginia. Mike, how are you today?
Oh, not West Virginia, Virginia.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You remember me, don't you?
I do remember you. What's on your mind today?
You know, the thing that people don't realize, the reason why these left-wingers, whatever, want to get rid of the guns has nothing to do with protecting and safety and all. If they really cared about us and children and stuff like that, they'd outlaw abortion. You know what I'm saying? If doctors kill like 88,000 people a year with false prescriptions and all that kind of stuff. You know,
they call it practicing, don't they?
Right?
They practice anyway, medicine.
Exactly. But what it is, people like Hillary Rottenham Clinton over there, what she wants to do is when they finally announce that world government is here, okay, and the American people will be disarmed and it'll be easy to take over, bring in the NATO troops and all that kind of stuff and take over. You know what I'm saying?
You know, Mike.
Nobody will fight back.
You know, Mike, and I'm gonna let John chime in here too. John, feel free to jump in this conversation anytime.
You know, there's a fellow named Trevor Loudon wrote some books about Obama.
He's actually
Trevor Loudon. He's from New Zealand.
He'll be on the air Thursday.
Ah, cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, that there are Chinese battleships that surround New Zealand. He said that he loves New Zealand, and, you know, he loves America, but he loves New Zealand because that's his home. And he said, you know, you need to understand, there's only one thing, the reason why he's in America so often, there's only one thing that keeps those Chinese ships offshore. He said it's America. Mm. And that if something happened, and the reason for him being here and trying to wake America up is that if something happens to America and the concept of freedom, the concepts of the Constitution, if something happens to that, the rest of the world will be divided up by dictators.
Yep.
And then once they divided it up, they'll fight amongst themselves to get more.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And eventually weed the population down to 500 million, as said on the Georgia Stones over there. You know what I mean? You know, to bring the population of the world down to, what, 500 million or something like that? You know, the elites will control it. Like George Collins said, they want obedient workers. You know, just smart enough to run the machinery.
Subjects.
To realize they're enslaved. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Subject. Exactly.
All right. We appreciate the call, Mike. We're going into another break. We have some callers on hold. The lines are open at 877-895-5410. Although Clark thinks I'm trying to divide everybody up and I'm a hater, he is absolutely wrong. We've got to come together. There are common denominators, and we have to agree on them. And if we can't agree on life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, we might as well chuck it all up, because we're done. 877-895-5410. And John Webb, who's running for the 4th District for representative here in the state of Missouri. And Beth Ann will be right back. Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. It's the fastest hour of the day, and we have really flown by today. I have John Webb. He's actually, we were having a little trouble with a delay while he was traveling. He pulled into the studio in Columbia with Zimmer Radio that produces the show. So he's sitting right there with my producer, and I think they're plotting against me, but I could be mistaken. I may be paranoid. I'm one of those right wingers. You know, they tend to be paranoid and think of conspiracy theories all the time. We have Gary from Missouri on the line. Gary, how are you today?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask John, don't you think we need to do something about these semi-automatic military-style assault rifles? I mean, that seems to be what all these shooters use, of course, because you can kill or shoot a lot of people very quickly.
That's absolutely not true.
Well, it is true.
No, you're wrong.
It's
mostly done by handguns. If it is done by a firearm at all, it's done by handguns.
Well, they're semi-automatic, too, and you can fire a lot of rounds.
You can fire a lot of rounds, but I've seen web videos of some of the shooters that have speed loaders of revolvers, and they can keep up with an automatic just as fast as they can.
Gary, let me ask you a question. Do you really think that the guns are the problem? Do you really think that that's what we need to do, is take hands out of the guns of citizens? Are you there? I think we lost him.
No, he's there.
Gary?
All right,
Okay. He didn't answer.
But I'll just say one more thing. I'll let you go. But
okay, there you are. Okay.
We can't own bazookas. We can't own full auto weapons. We can't own grenades. Why should we own a semi-automatic gun that can kill a lot of people very quickly?
John?
I've got automatic weapons, semi-automatic weapons, and, they've laid around for years and years. They're just really lazy. They haven't killed anybody. They haven't wounded anybody. They just, I just don't know what to do. I need to trade them in, I guess.
The truth is, Gary, the bad guys are always going to get the guns, regardless of what laws are out there, and they always have. And if it isn't guns, it'll be something else. It'll be knives. It'll be, box
it'll
cutters.
It'll be a tanker with ammonia and fertilizer.
Or a pressure cooker.
Or an airplane.
But right now they're using semi-automatic guns.
Okay, so take them away, and they're going to use something. It's not a weapon. It's not a weapon.
Semi-automatic guns are going to be used to kill people. They don't use lever actions or pumps or single shots.
Well, you're wrong again.
It's not totally the truth, Gary. You're looking at some of the wrong statistics there. But even if your statistics are 100% on, the Second Amendment says shall not be infringed. It's not about hunting. It's about arming the American citizens against any kind of a tyrannical government. It is your safety measure. Hopefully you never have to use it. The bad guys will always get the guns regardless of what the laws are, and that is just the truth of it. There's already laws against so many of them, and they already have those. They have those guns. And there's a law against shooting people, yet they continue to shoot people. Laws aren't the problem.
And gun-free zones are the biggest target area.
Yes, they are.
We should have had stricter laws years ago. We've let it get out of hand.
Oh, I see. I disagree with you. I think we don't agree. You don't agree with the Second Amendment and the nature of the Second Amendment. Okay.
The Second Amendment was not about what you're saying. It was about militias.
Because it was about what?
It was about militias, well-trained militias.
No, that's not what it says. Citizen being able to defend themselves.
It says the citizens, not.
Yeah, but it doesn't say anything about owning assault rifles either, does it? They weren't invented yet. I mean, this is a stupid argument.
I think it is, but I don't think I'm the one in the wrong. I'm going to let you go, Gary, just simply because we're about out of time, okay? Yeah, I appreciate that you listen. That's what we need. We need to have listening. We need to have a talk about this. He and I, John, are not going to agree on that because I believe, and you know, my brother, and he believes in the Second Amendment, and I was going off on this one time, too. He said, yeah, but sis, you don't want everybody having a nuke in the backyard. I said, you got that right. We don't want everybody having a nuclear weapon in the backyard. But we are to be able to have whatever weapon we need in order to stay safe. And I don't mean just from a burglar. This is about keeping at bay a tyrannical government. And when a government... John, I apologize. I seem to be taken over, and I apologize. A government that is wanting to take away your rights, that's tyrannical. And I'm going to turn it over to you, John.
They've got a purpose in wanting to take over your rights. I'm John Webb. I'm running for United States Congress in the 4th District of Missouri. I need the citizens of the 4th District to tell their friends, their neighbors, their coworkers, their family, to look my website up, johneweb.com. I don't have the millions that my opponent has, so I really need the people to get involved. I need
their
help.
Absolutely. That's johneweb.com. And it's easy to find, and I'll put it on Facebook. I'll put your website out there, the link to it on Facebook. John, it's always a pleasure. John's a good man. He's doing this because he feels called to do it. It's not something he planned to do.
I'm asking for prayer, too.
Prayers are what we need.
Prayers.
Amen. The Lord will work. And, we're not trying to divide this nation. We're trying to bring this nation together. We're kind of beating our head against a wall when we have someone that doesn't believe in the Second Amendment as it was established in the beginning. The first thing that the king did was start destroying ammo. And we've seen our government talk about restricting ammo. Where have we come? Where are we going to? We have to know our history. it isn't about, it isn't that we want to take up arms against the government. We want the ability to do that should we have to. We don't want to do that. We don't believe that that's necessary at this point. But to take away your weapons, that's what Hitler did, and that's what the King of England did when he was trying to take over the colonists. And we have to pay attention to what's going on. John?
Amen.
Amen. John's running for the 4th District here in the state of Missouri for Congress. JohnEWeb.com is how you can go and talk to, well, you can't talk to him there, I guess, but you can read all about what he stands for and what he believes in. That's JohnEWeb.com. John, as always, it's a pleasure to have you with us. I thank you so much for all that you're doing. I know it's been a sacrifice, and John and his wife have both popped in the office here from time to time, and I just have learned to love and appreciate both of them, and I thank them so much. Family people that believe in the Lord, believe in doing what they believe is right. We're out of time. I'm not here to divide this nation. I'm here to bring it together. We have to have conversation, common sense conversation. And we have to come together and bring America home.
Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
CSC Talk Radio is making available 2 pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's victory for state sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.